With a new president poised to take office, comedians across the globe face a crucial question. How do they impersonate B.J. Lederman, who does our theme music? How do they impersonate Joe Biden, soon to be the nation's 46th president? NPR TV critic Eric Deggans asked alums from a show known for its political impression, Saturday Night Live, and found the answers illuminating.
Here's the deal with pulling together a convincing, funny Joe Biden impression. It's got a lot of pitfalls for comics. For example, the president-elect sometimes hesitates when he speaks, but he's overcome a stutter and he's 77 years old. Those are tough things to make fun of without looking cruel.
For me, Biden says, here's the deal a lot. Come on, man.
Here, come on, man. This is malarkey. Here's the deal.
Jay Farrow, who played celebrities like Barack Obama, Jay-Z, and Will Smith for 6 years on Saturday Night Live, says the key to a great impression is finding unique things about that person the general public hasn't noticed yet. That's how one phrase helped sell one of his best-known impressions, Denzel Washington.
I remember when I was first doing them, like that was the tick that really got me into it. It was like, all right, okay. It's kind of just cluing into those and just exaggerating them.
Saturday Night Live's impressions have indelibly defined the nation's most important politicians, but they haven't yet settled on a great version of Biden. Film star Jim Carrey plays Biden this season as more animated than the real man, echoing his other characters. Most recently, when Carrey directly referenced Ace Ventura while enacting Biden's victory speech, it felt like a moment he'd been angling for all season.
Unfortunately, there are situations in life where there must be a winner and
loser.
SNL's best political impressions take a key trait about a politician, some comics call them handles, and exaggerates them, summing up the subject in a way people haven't quite considered before. Like Dana Carvey's stiff patrician take on George H.W. Bush.
Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
Or Tina Fey's giddy, homespun version of former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
And I can see Russia from my house.
And Daryl Hammond as Vice President Al Gore. He played him in a classic sketch recreating his debate with rival George W. Bush during the 2000 presidential campaign.
Governor Bush and I have two very different plans to offer tax relief to American families. I would put it in what I call a lockbox.
Well, I always thought of him as an overbearing school teacher, you know.
Daryl Hammond's impressions of Gore, Bill Clinton, Dick Cheney, and Donald Trump formed the backbone of the show's political parodies for many years. But his Gore didn't really come together until he and legendary political sketch writer Jim Downey read the lines to each other. As they made each other laugh, Hammond learned what would make the audience laugh.
The first time I did Gore on Weekend Update, a year previous to the election, people didn't really even know who he was. What's the hook? Like, the audience has to understand your premise and kind of agree with it. At what point does the audience figure out the same thing you figure out?
According to the New York Times, that impression had such an impact, Gore's aide showed it to the vice president as an example of what not to do in the next debate. Jay Farrow, now developing his acting skills, co-starring in Hulu's new comedy Bad Hair, says he had fun playing Obama on Saturday Night Live, but he feels they held him back too much.
I was told that I had to keep him presidential. I was just forced to be a part of the machine and, you know, try to do the best I can.
Hammond says SNL impressions are unique, created quickly under the stress of putting on a live show each week, with scripts that can change right up until airtime. And the one thing he wishes people understood better?
I want people to know how hard it is. You know, you didn't have 5 years to work on this. We haven't, in some case, you know, we haven't even had 8 hours to learn how to talk like Geraldo Rivera. And it's only the whole world watching.
As the cast of Saturday Night Live and other comics face the prospect of lampooning a President Biden for the next 4 years, it's worth keeping in mind just how tough that assignment is likely to be. I'm Eric Deggans.